Welcome to the Social Skills Coaching Podcast, a joint production of Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting. Today is Friday, August 27th, 2021. Today's featured book from Patrick King is The Science of Social Intelligence, 45 Methods to Captivate People, Make a Powerful Impression, and Subconsciously Trigger Social Status and Value. Now, in today's episode, we're only going to talk about one of those methods. If you'd like to learn about all 45, check out the show notes where you'll find a link to the Audible audiobook, to the Amazon book, as well as to Patrick King's homepage for further information. But for now, here's that one method that I promised. People want similarity and familiarity. In the previous chapter, we mentioned the theory of in-group or out-group dynamics. This theory, as proven by experiments, points to the way people tend to group together due to feelings of belonging and sharing commonalities. This supports the fact that one of the easiest ways to connect with people is through traits you share with them. This may appear to be something obvious for first impressions and beginnings, but it actually influences entire relationships. We naturally like socializing with similar people because it comes with a sense of comfort and familiarity, so we know what to expect. We feel safe. Not surprisingly, there have been countless studies over the years demonstrating the different ways in which we are more attracted to people whom we see as having similar personality traits to us. A 1985 study by Lewak, Wakefield, and Briggs showed that participants were more drawn to others of similar intelligence. This makes sense because somebody who struggles to understand complex intellectual topics likely won't enjoy talking about or be interested in those subjects, while somebody whose biggest passions are intellectual pursuits probably wants to discuss their ideas with others who are curious and interested. The further apart you get on any spectrum, the harder it will be to find some middle ground that satisfies both sides. This is true for parties with opposing beliefs and attitudes, but it can also be true for people with vastly different personality traits. If you want to take an efficient and sustainable route to social success, you should focus a majority of your time interacting with people who have similar traits to yourself, because they will like and respect you more right off the bat. Now, let's take a look at how this thinking about similarities play out in terms of our romantic relationships. A study conducted by Morell, Twillman, and Soloway in 1989 showed that we are more romantically attracted to people with the same personality type as ourselves. A person with a type A personality, hard driving, competitive, conscious of time, etc., will likely prefer dating a partner who also has a type A personality. Those with type B traits, relaxed, lower stress, reflective, etc., will likewise prefer others with type B personalities when it comes to romantic relationships. And this trend doesn't just apply to initial attraction. It's also relevant when you have decided to commit to a long-term relationship. One study by Caspi and Herbener in 1990, and another by Lazarus in 2001, showed that in the case of long-term relationships and marriages, similar personality traits prove to be an accurate predictor of a couple's stability and happiness. Definitely, we have all heard the saying, opposites attract. We especially encounter this when talking about relationships. However, evidence from psychological studies provides a solid contradiction to that notion. If you're after more successful relationships, then finding a partner with similar characteristics to your own seems like the way to go. And this makes plenty of sense. Somebody who's highly ambitious and career-oriented might judge a more relaxed person as being lazy, while the supposedly lazy person might wish that their partner would stress less and take more time to enjoy life. Neither partner is right or wrong, but the more they have to compromise in order to be together, the greater the likelihood of complications in their relationship. Generally speaking, the more different you are from your partner, the more effort and communication will be required to to have a successful relationship. If both partners are capable of consistently being open and working through differences, you can still have a rewarding and successful relationship where your dissimilarities are a benefit to one another. However, if you're looking for a partner who's opposite so that you can balance each other out, you may want to rethink that strategy. But what about non-romantic relationships? Can friends get along well if they have clashing personality traits and values? In 2004, a team of five psychologists conducted a study that showed the preference for similarity extends beyond romantic interest and includes friendships and bonds with family members as well. The study subjects were significantly more likely to spend time hanging out with people who had mostly similar personality traits to themselves. Nangle, Erdley, Zeff, Stansfield, and Gold. If you're a goal-oriented and hardworking individual, for example, you'll more likely gravitate toward friends who are the same way. Studies have also shown that this tendency goes beyond getting along within the bounds of personality. Don Byrne and his colleagues conducted two studies, one in 1968 and the other in 1971, that demonstrated our attraction to similar people extends past personality traits and into things such as political views, religious beliefs, and other attitudes and affiliations. In fact, the researchers showed that common attitudes and likability are directly related to each other as represented by a linear function, meaning that the more similar attitudes and beliefs you share with somebody, the more you will like them. Therefore, we are about 2 times more likely to like somebody with whom we agree on 8 out of 10 issues relative to somebody with whom we only agree on 4 out of 10. Of course, this phenomenon isn't just applicable to positive beliefs and attitudes. It also applies to sharing the things that you hate. Sharing hatred for the same thing can also bring people together because, as the saying goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Sports fanaticism provides a perfect example of this, as it's extremely common to see fans of different teams come together to root against the reviled perennial champions of their given sport. And while building a new friendship through a common hate for a sports team is relatively harmless, unfortunately, this human tendency to unite over shared hatred can have more serious negative implications, as is often the case in political and religious conflicts. The similarity and attraction theory doesn't even end there, however. It's actually been shown that having a similar name as somebody else also increases the probability that the other person will like you. That being the case, you can try to give yourself a nickname similar to your peers if you want to improve your likability that extra little bit. Ultimately, what all of these studies show is that the old adage, birds of a feather flock together, is a lot more accurate than opposites attract when it comes to human relationships. And you'll likely find this to be the case if you reflect on your own social history and current relationships. It wouldn't be surprising if some of your oldest and closest friends are the ones you have the most in common with, while some of those relationship failures and friends with whom you lost touch were less similar and therefore less compatible with you. That's from the second edition of Patrick King's book, The Science of Social Intelligence, 45 Methods to Captivate People, Make a Powerful Impression, and Subconsciously Trigger Social Status and Value. It's available, of course, on Audible. Check out the show notes for the link, as well as the link to the full episode transcripts. And at bit.ly/PK Consulting, don't forget to sign up for your free ebook on conversational tactics. Finally, we'd like to know what you think. What could we do to make the podcast better, more entertaining, or more accessible for you? Check the show notes for our email address or a link where you can drop us a comment or a question. Thanks for your time.